Today is Monday, August 2nd. We're talking about a new CDC report that shows vaccinated people can still spread COVID-19 and why federal health officials say it's important to get your shots anyway. Also, firefighters are finally making progress on Western wildfires, but millions of Americans are now dealing with a different weather threat. Plus, all this weekend's Olympic action, from the pool to the track to the gym. How you can get paid to find biases on Twitter, and why back-to-school shopping is more expensive than ever this year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. It's another unfortunate twist in the COVID-19 pandemic. The CDC released a report that found fully vaccinated people can spread the new Delta variant of COVID-19 just as easily as unvaccinated people. And that's a problem, since the Delta variant is now the most common strain of COVID-19 here in the U.S. by a lot. To be clear, though, this doesn't mean the vaccines aren't effective anymore. The vast majority of the people dying or going to the hospital with COVID-19 are still unvaccinated. But this does explain why even vaccinated people need to wear masks. It's to help prevent other people from getting sick and overwhelming the healthcare system. Both new cases and deaths are now on the rise in the U.S. However, so are vaccinations. Now, almost half of the American population is fully vaccinated. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that should be enough to keep the U.S. from needing to do any more lockdowns, but not enough to crush new outbreaks. He said, because of the Delta variant, quote, things are going to get worse. Fauci again urged people in hotspots to wear their masks. And he pleaded with the nearly 100 million eligible Americans who haven't gotten their shots to get them now. Congress may finally get to see former President Trump's tax returns. Remember, Trump has been trying to keep these records private for a long time, like since before he became president. But now, the Justice Department says the Treasury needs to turn them over to the House panel that's been after them for more than 2 years. The House Ways and Means Committee wants to see Trump's tax returns from 2015 to 2020. During the Trump administration, the Treasury Department said the lawmakers didn't have a good enough reason to get them. It said Democrats wanted to see them for political reasons, not a real investigation. But now the Biden administration disagrees. The committee wants to know if Trump had any, quote, business entanglements that might have impacted the former president's decision making in the White House. The new Justice Department says that's reasonable. So far, neither former President Trump nor his lawyers have commented about this latest request, but they have until Wednesday to respond and challenge the latest order. Speaking of former President Trump, he still has a ton of support around the country. New federal filings show his political committees brought in $82 million online in the first 6 months of this year, and they have more than $100 million in the bank. That's more than what any former president has ever raised in American history. And it's on par with what the main political committees like the RNC and DNC are bringing in. Analysts say this money could be critical in next year's midterms and beyond. Trump has already endorsed some midterm candidates, and he's been teasing a possible presidential campaign in 2024. To be continued. Wildfires are raging in popular Turkish tourist destinations. Thousands of people, including travelers, have been forced to evacuate from coastal resort towns, and at least 8 people have died. Wildfires are common in Turkey during the dry summer months, but this week's fires have been the worst in years. Other wildfires are growing in Italy and Greece. A lot of people are having to escape by boat. Crews are also dealing with especially high temperatures, over 100 degrees, and high winds. But local firefighters are getting support from several other countries, and they're reportedly starting to make some good headway to get the fires under control. Back in the U.S., there are now more than 90 large wildfires burning, mostly out west. But the bright side is, the tens of thousands of firefighters who've been battling them have made good progress. The largest fire is still the Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon, but it's now 74% contained. The biggest one in California, the Dixie Fire, is now about 32% contained, and evacuation orders were lifted yesterday. Other people are still evacuated from wildfires in Montana. Monsoon season could change things, though. Some western states are seeing thunderstorms, and the hope is they bring some relief, since much of the West has been exceptionally dry this year. However, they also bring a threat of mudslides, flash flooding, and lightning that could spark more fires. Parts of Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Washington, and more are under flood watches. They're expected to last for at least the next couple days. much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to talk about why she's a fan of our sponsor, Framebridge.
I'll admit it, I'm not always the best at knowing how to decorate, and I don't want to spend a lot of time, effort, and money to figure it out. Yet, I love having a great, beautiful space once it's all complete. So that's why I love Framebridge. Framebridge is such an easy way to add a gallery wall to your home office or frame that perfect picture for the living room or even send a unique gift all from the comfort of your home. I got three beautiful light green framed photos for our new nursery, and the process was so quick and easy with amazing results. You simply go to framebridge.com and upload your digital photo. Or get this, you can get packaging to safely mail in physical pieces because Framebridge can frame anything from newspaper clippings to ticket stubs, even a bracelet. Then preview your item online in dozens of styles and layouts and get your choice delivered right to your door, ready to hang. Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and then use the code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY.
Team USA kept on adding to the medal count at the Olympics this weekend, starting with the swimmers. American Caleb Dressel is now one of only four men to win at least five gold medals at a single Olympics. Just this weekend, Dressel won the 50-meter freestyle, and he was part of the team that won the 4x100-meter medley relay. Another American swimmer, Katie Ledecky, also closed out her Olympic games with a gold medal in the women's 800-meter freestyle race on Saturday. With that swim, Ledecky became the first woman to win six individual gold medals in her career. Over to gymnastics, American gymnast Michaela Skinner won a silver medal on the vault. This has been a long road for Skinner. At 24 years old, she was the oldest member of the USA gymnastics team, and she was planning on retiring from the sport until Simone Biles dropped out. We talked to her last year about her road to the Olympics. In case you missed it, you can listen to that newsworthy interview by clicking the link in today's episode notes. Skinner's teammate, Sunisa Lee, also added to her personal medal collection. Lee won bronze on the uneven bars. Remember, Lee already won the gold medal in the women's all-around. On the track, American Fred Curley came in second place in the men's 100-meter dash. He was just 0.04 of a second behind the winner, who is a Texas-born Italian sprinter named Lamont Marcel Jacobs. Athletes from Team USA also won medals in shot put, cycling, diving, fencing, golf, shooting, and the triathlon race. Team USA is currently leading the medal count ahead of China and the Russian Olympic Committee. The payment platform Square is buying up another company. This time, it's acquiring a buy now, pay later giant called Afterpay for $29 billion in stock. The buy now, pay later model has become more and more popular around the web since younger people seem to be moving away from traditional credit cards. In fact, Apple is reportedly working on a similar service of its own. But for now, Afterpay is the biggest name in the game, letting you get your products right away, but paying for them in installments. It has more than 16 million customers around the world. Square and Afterpay expect their deal to close early next year. Once it's done, an Afterpay director will join Square's board. This is just the latest big move for Square. Already this year, it also announced a Bitcoin business unit and that it bought a majority stake in the Tidal streaming service. Twitter says it wants to root out racial and gender bias in its algorithms, and it's asking hackers for help. Right now, the social media giant is focusing on its image cropping algorithm. This is the tool that decides how a larger photo should look in a preview. As Engadget explains, the algorithm tries to pinpoint the most interesting part of the picture for the preview. But critics say the tool tends to crop out black people and men. So the social media giant says it wants to fix the problem. So it's running a contest and offering cash prizes up to $3,500 to people who can identify any bias within the code. The contest is open through Friday. The video chat platform Zoom agreed to pay $85 million to settle a privacy lawsuit. Customers say Zoom shared their personal data with Facebook, Google, and LinkedIn without permission. Also in the class action lawsuit, users also claimed Zoom didn't do enough to stop something called Zoom bombing. That's when hackers take over meetings and often share disturbing content like pornography or racist language. Under the settlement, Zoom subscribers get a 15% refund or $25, whichever is larger. Users with free accounts will be able to submit a claim for $15. Zoom also promises to beef up its security and to be more transparent with customers about data sharing. A district judge still has to approve the settlement. Melinda Gates and Mackenzie Scott are giving away more than $40 million to help empower women. It's part of a project they launched last year called the Equality Can't Wait Challenge. They asked people for ideas of projects that can lead to real change for women over the next decade. Four winners were picked out of more than 500 applicants. They're getting $10 million each to advance their projects. The winning organizations focus on gender equality in tech, higher education, caregiving, and helping to grow businesses owned by minority women. Two semifinalists are getting $4 million each. One of those groups focuses on domestic violence. The other trains young women to get involved in politics. Of course, both Gates and Scott are well known in the philanthropy world. Scott, who is the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has given away about $7 billion to hundreds of organizations over the last year. And earlier this summer, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced a plan to spend more than $2 billion on gender equality initiatives around the world. And that's it for your main news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
I know the past year plus has been especially stressful, but you still deserve to be as happy as possible, to achieve your goals and feel like your best self. And I know one great way to do that is through therapy. I think of it as going to the gym, but for our mental health. And BetterHelp makes it so easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's convenient. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. And it's confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment. This is not self-help and it's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling, where you can send your counselor a message anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month. Just go to betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Money Monday. Kids are heading back to school soon. Some American school districts are actually starting as early as this week. So to get them ready, parents are spending more money on supplies than ever before. The National Retail Federation says families of elementary, middle school, and high school students will spend more than $37 billion this year. That's a new record. It equals about $850 per family, about $60 more than last year, when people were rushing to set up at-home classrooms. College students are expected to spend even more, an average of $1,200 each. Technology is driving the average up. The survey says about half of families plan to buy a laptop before school starts, and nearly a third have tablets on their lists. New clothes and shoes are also adding up. Families are planning to splurge more than usual to restock wardrobes. But a lot of people have also mentioned that things cost a lot more since the last time they went back to school shopping. That's because of high demand and, of course, shortages that have affected all kinds of items. All right. Thank you for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.